The shows were done on film. I mean, they weren't live.
No, but that's another thing that Desi did. CBS wanted to do the show I Love Lucy in New York, as all the other TV shows were done in the 50s. TV was new. And Desi says, no, no, we have to do it in L.A. We have to do it in front of an audience, because Lucy had been doing radio for many years. And they always had an audience at the radio shows in those days. People would dress up to go to the radio show. He also insisted on filming on 35-millimeter film. When they did the shows in New York, they would do it there, and they called it kinescope. They'd take a picture of the TV set, the show being aired, and ship that to the West Coast. Quality was very poor, so Desi wouldn't have it that way. He insisted on doing it on film. He insisted. They said it couldn't be done. The fire department says you can't have an audience in a movie studio. You have to have bleachers. You have to have an outside entrance. You have to have bathrooms. And Desi says, we'll do them. So he did all that. He was the visionary. There was no one to say it couldn't be done just because it hadn't been done before.
Did he also offer to take a pay cut to make that happen?
What they did, they agreed to pay for it themselves for something, which gave them the rights to the film, not tape or kinescope. But when Lucy sold Desilu Studios in, I think it was 68, that's another thing I want to get to is some people don't know that Lucy was the one to greenlight Star Trek and Mission Impossible, and also Mannix. Mannix was a very successful TV show, but it didn't go on to the fame that Star Trek and Mission Impossible did. But when Lucy sold the studio, she sold the rights to those shows. So she did not benefit in any of Star Trek's or Mission Impossible's subsequent fame and fortune.
But there were other television programs that came out of Desilu Productions, like Our Miss Brooks,
yeah,
Make Room for Daddy, The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Untouchables, Star Trek and Mission Impossible. All came from Desilu Productions.
Absolutely. And there were other shows. Whirlybirds was one that had a couple of seasons. That was a Desilu show. And Petticoat Junction and some others. At the time, well, and since, there has not been a TV production company that did more television work than Desilu did in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. Even Aaron Spelling, when Spelling came along with all his success, it still didn't do as many as Desilu did.
One of the TV episodes that is very memorable is when it touched on the theme of pregnancy when she gave birth to little Ricky. This was in 1953.
That's my favorite episode of all time.
So. All right, why don't you talk about it?
It's my favorite, too. It was
Lucy's favorite. Same day the real-life Lucy delivered her son, Desi Jr., by
yes.
cesarean.
Yes.
And it was amazing. She had just found out she was pregnant, and so all day she dreamed of the way she was going to tell Ricky that she was pregnant. He came home for lunch, and she tried many different ways to tell him and never could get the words out. He was busy.
He got called back to work
and yeah, he went back. And that evening then at the show, at the club, the maitre d' slipped a note to Ricky and said, somebody here is pregnant. They don't know how to tell their husband. And would you sing the baby song?
We're having a baby, my baby and me. Yeah.
So he walked around the club asking the women, is it you? Because he wanted to bring the couple up to the front of the stage there. And he came around to Lucy. She was there. Is it you? And she nodded her head, yes. And then the tears just start flowing because it's just so.
That's Lucy's favorite show, too. People were always asking her, and she would say that. And it certainly is mine, even though I wasn't there when they filmed that. But I've heard the stories. They had to film the ending a couple of times because the tears were streaming. And finally, they just left the tears in there.
It was beautiful, just a beautiful moment. There at the end, yeah.
It
and
was.
He sings the song that he'd written.
We're having a baby, my baby and me.